TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move.
Hey, Tom, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, as soon as the song's over, go ahead, okay?
You got it. Thank you. Hello? Okay, we got it.
Unmuted. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way. But the worst is still to come. Cause the prophet wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Revelation Radio Network tonight. My name is Thomas Campbell. Yes, I'm the same one that has the Watchman for Jesus program and the WatchmanForJesus.com. That's my site. This is Revelation Radio Network, allowing me to broadcast on their network, and I appreciate that. Welcome tonight. We will be New Times, 9 to 11, every Monday night. I'll be here. And we also, Revelation Radio Network has archives that you can draw down on. My site also simulcasted as well. Revelation Radio Network has a chat that you can join in on blogtalkradio.com, Revelation Radio Network. Go to Blog Talk Radio and you'll find it there. Tonight, I'm going to talk about, if I may be blunt, that's the only way I know, it's how the world really works. We're going to talk about the Hegelian dialectic, and we could talk about, you know, Bundy Ranch if we want to, but you're not going to get anywhere talking about that. That's all scripted out anyway. DHS, FEMA, the high level, the highest level of Joint Chief of Staff, militia at the highest level, it's all scripted. Bundy is an Illuminati family. All the ranchers getting bought out before that. 1993 is when this episode began, and we could give you a history about it and then so forth and so on. And it's really about a land grab. And the Bundys are a part of it. It's Illuminati. So they buy out all the other ranchers, get rid of them. They're not Illuminati. And so Bundy holds off and holds out until the right time comes. Remember, he's Illuminati. And they hold out to the right time when they can use this land grab as a fuse for something else bigger coming. Family, do not forget how all the dots are connected. We are almost upon April 19th. Now, while I'm talking, right now, just absolutely just do it. Do something you've never done before. Everything I say you don't understand, just put up another window on your computer and start checking it out. I mean, while I'm talking, just do it. You know, just do it. It's called research. And you'll find April the 19th is an occult holiday. Easter is an occult holiday. Easter is not of God. The Bible, the King James Bible confirms it, that Easter is pagan. Always has been. That's a fact, actually. Acts 12, verse 4. Easter is listed in the King James Bible, but it's not listed. It's not mentioned in any other translation except for the King James, because they're trying to hide from you that Easter is pagan. You see, it's not about celebrating Jesus' birthday on one day. It's not about celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus in one day. It's the fact that we celebrate his birth. We celebrate his resurrection every day. Be thankful no matter when it is. But Satan works on birthdays. Satan works on anniversary days. Satan works on celebration type, because that's when everybody comes together as a life force of worship, and he takes that life energy and uses it for his own good. Now, this is advanced alchemy, but that's the bottom line. That's what's going on. April 19th. Look it up right now as an occult holiday. There's like 20 things that's happened in our history on April 19th that evolved around death, fire, destruction, and action by the Illuminati to control the world government, or set up the world government. Now, I've mentioned this before. I've probably got new listeners. I don't know. So I'll do it again. Just three, and this is not by accident. Their activities, their operations, goes on certain days of the month, of the year, when everything's in position, stars and so forth, in position to give them power using kind of like alchemy. You see. That's how they do it. Now, I'll give you an example. April 19th, 1775. On that particular day, General Thomas Gage sent his elite British redcoats, Lexington, Concord, to seize weapons from the private citizens. 1,400 redcoats and all their officers were killed by American patriots, Minutemen. But we never won that war in the first place. We lost that war bad. We still are a colony of England today. We never won it, man. We never won it. They're lying to us when they say they did. We remained a colony. Even today, we're a colony. So when they say, rise up against tyranny, well, okay, but it never worked the first time. What's going on this time? Yeah, you see, they don't tell you that, do they? No, they don't. April 19th, 1943, elite Nazi SS troops attacked the Jewish section of Warsaw, Poland, to collect illegal guns. The German newspapers labeled the Jews as dangerous, as they're doing today. Evil threat to society. It's the Vatican that's dangerous, and Illuminati, Romans, and which includes Italian and German. That's the dangerous Illuminati, not the Jews. The fake Jews, the tribe of Dan, aren't Jews in the first place. They're the black sheep of the family, the 13th tribe. That's your Merovingian bloodline, Queen Elizabeth II, to be exact. Adolf Hitler, Stalin, and Churchill. Under the Rothschilds. Illegitimate children, all of them were. That's all they are. Subservient to the fallen angels. That'll torque somebody's jaw. April 19th, 1943. SS tanks stormed the neighborhood and burned the houses to the ground, killing men, women, and children. And they waited 3 days on the 16th and 17th of April, trapped resistance fighters, Jewish section, Poland, Germans did, trapped these Jewish fighters in a tunnel of sort, and waited to the 19th of April for the blood sacrifice and fire, and that's exactly what they did. They poured gasoline on both sides of the tunnel, closed it off, and set it on fire with flamethrowers. Burn them all alive to Lucifer. April 19th, 1993, Attorney General Janet Reno gave the order for elite troops in Waco, Texas, to assault the Branch Davidian compound, tanks, illegal CS gas, setting fire to the buildings. Troops killed men, women, and children, stockpiling illegal guns. They'll do all their dirty work on April 19th because that's the time that the energies, if you want to call it that, and alchemy are on their side, and that's when the fallen angels receive that energy, you might say, life force, to manifest. That's what really goes on behind the scenes. It's supernatural. You will find that Oklahoma City bombing, April 19th. Numerous of these, the Gulf Horizon fire, April 19th. Between 17th and 19th is the same kind of positioning of the stars and all that sort of thing that goes on with it. That's what's going on today. Well, this year is very important. It's right before the Wesak Festival, which is their answer to Bohemian Grove. They murder who knows how many children at this Wesak Festival, Bohemian Grove, and still goes on because they protect it. Child Protective Service provides the children. How about that? Yeah, they do. Fallen angels are gathering together for the Wesak Festival of May 2014. Therefore, there are going to be fire, killings between now and the end of around the 21st of April. It's going to start happening. You see, that's how it works. That's how it comes together. These people are evil. Man, beyond the imagination. Horribly evil. But they lose. They lose horribly. But in the meantime, we got to put up with them for the time being because judgment is coming to this land. It's not the Jews, by no stretch of the imagination. The Jews are pawns like everybody else is. You see? And they got to put the blame somewhere to get their minds off the Vatican and the Roman, the German, and Italian Illuminati. Somehow or another. So that's who they put the blame on. Or the Ashkenazi Jews. You turn right, they're guilty because they got their honey butts kicked out of the Holy Land. And they went to Europe. Satan got a hold of them. Started doing a little bit of reproducing, producing the seed of Satan with the Queen Elizabeth crowd, all the way back to Charlemagne and King John. Oh, it's deep, deep, deep. Very deep, indeed. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to lay the groundwork. Now, part one was today, actually. There we go. Part one was today on my regular broadcast, 4 to 6. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? And I said to myself, what are you going to do? And I said, here, Tom, what I'm going to do. Yeah, I never lost an argument yet talking to myself. And I said, I'm just going to make part two tonight. So part one was 4 to 6, and part two is 9 to 11. Now, I'm going to tell you exactly. You're not going to hear this too many places. But let me tell you what's really going on here before I dedicate it, while I got it in front of me, to make sure I'm telling you the right thing. This is complicated, but I'm going to simplify it. Here's their little secret. They use the Bible Oh, and they're going to pay for that. But they use the Bible. They use the almanac in witchcraft. Blasphemy, but they use it. And the churches have to recognize that the outlook of the new world religion is coming when the crash of the Vatican happens. And the expansion of what they call the Illuminati, the New Age movement, the fallen angels, all the above, of the expansion of human consciousness. That's what Freemasons are looking for. They're not going to get it. They're going to get death, unfortunately. Because you don't wish anyone to die and go to hell. But they're in partnership with the wrong people and the wrong entities. The expansion of human consciousness, which takes place as a result of a coming great approach, they call it, will enable man to grasp not only his relation to the spiritual life of the planet. They say that the one in whom we live and move, have our being, will also give him a glimpse of the relation of our planet to the circle of planetary lives moving around the orbit of the sun. And just more nonsense that you probably need to understand by smoking marijuana. I wouldn't recommend either. But I'm going to explain something to you from what they look at and a little glimpse of alchemy that they don't talk about. And they talk about the greater circle of spiritual influences. And what they mean there is the fallen angels that inhabit people's bodies, channeling, overshadowing, avatars, chelas, which contact our solar system, which is the second heaven, pursues an orbit to the heavens, the 12 constellations of the zodiac. That's where they get their power from. It's alchemy is all it is. Now, this relationship and the influences exerted to them is speculation, they say, but it really works. Remember the knowledge of good and evil that Adam and Eve was not supposed to partake of? Well, this is what we're talking about. But now we get down to it. The churches have ever recognized relationship, and the Bible testifies to it. And they take the scripture of the Bible and misuse it. And they say, I quote, "The stars and their courses fought against Sisera. Who can withstand the sweet influences of the Pleiades?" The Pleiades, you see, the three pyramids are power generators. It's open up portals. It's physics. Now, here we get down to it. I've laid the groundwork a little bit. But now watch this. This is why they like holidays, special days, on certain days. Because many church festivals, according to their texts, are fixed by reference to the moon or zodiac constellation. An investigation, you'll find it proves to be increasingly the case. When the ritual of the New World religion is universally established, it'd be one of the most important factors considered. And here's why. The establishing of certain major festivals, Easter, Christmas, you get it, Halloween, all these. This is the reason why you have them every year. That the establishment of these festivals every year in relation to the moon and to a lesser degree to the zodiac will bring a strengthening of the spirit of invocation, channeling, invocation, and a resulting inflow of responsive influences. In other words, invoking the Prince of Darkness into this world, bringing El Moria, Sanat Kumara, Sat Germain, Sananda Manuel, the fake Jesus, into this world, like the sons of God in the Old Testament, which what they were, they do it on certain days. That's what this is doing. That's what's happening. That's why they tricked us into taking festivals and holidays. The truth lying behind all invocation is based upon the power of thought, particularly in telepathic nature, rapport, and aspect. When they start talking about telepathic, they're talking about demon possession. automatic writing, and this kind of thing. The Pentagon has special projects on these areas. The unified invocation thought to the masses and focused, directed through the new group of world servers constitute an outgoing stream of energy. Do you all get that? In other words, when you have Easter sunrise service at the house, everybody's in the sunrise service. Well, that's worship of the sun god. And about 99% of Christians don't know about this. We're all worshiping the sun god, thinking it's about God, about Jesus and all that. It's not. Not at all. Their knowledge is talking about this unified invocation. It's what Easter is all about. The invocated thought, sunrise service, or Easter, or Christmas, or any of them, of the masses, is focused and directed thought of each every individual worldwide of the new group of world servers constitute an outgoing stream of life force energy on that very day. And that will reach telepathically, I have trouble with that, those spiritual beings. Yeah, spiritual beings or fallen angels and demons. Let's call it what it is. And those who are sensitive and responsive to such impacts. And see, their response is sent out as spiritual energy, which in turn reaches humanity back to it. Step down from thought energy. See, they really flower it up a little bit and make it all nice and cuddly. But it's total evil. They have to have death, fire, and destruction in order for this to happen. And then people's focused thoughts and prayers on that particular day, they absorb it. It's physics. They even say, secondly, the establishment of certain uniformity in the world religions, rituals, will aid men everywhere to strengthen each other's work, enhance powerfully the thought currents directed to the waiting spiritual lives. That's the fallen angels waiting to receive that energy to manifest. They say the Christian religion has its, quote, great festivals. The Buddhist keeps his different set of spiritual events. And the Hindu still have another list of holy days. And they say in the future world, when organized, and it is, all men of spiritual inclination and intention everywhere will keep the same holy days. This will bring a pooling of spiritual resources, a united spiritual effort, plus a simultaneous spiritual invocation. And the potency of this will be apparent. This is why they have wars and death. And they flowered up with these words I'm reading you to fool their initiates into thinking it's benevolent. You have the festival of Easter. And they flowered up with a full moon of spring and all that. Western and Christian festival. The festival of Wesak. That's the festival of the Buddha. The spiritual intermediary between the highest spiritual center, Shambhala, that's the second heaven, and the hierarchy. That's the fallen angels, demons. This call for what it really is. And this will be fixed annually in relation to the full moon of May. It is at present the case of the Great Eastern Festival. Then you have the Festival of Goodwill and the Festival of Christmas. Now you know why that is and why they keep these festivals. And let me tell you, they don't have funnel cakes either. They dance around, flock around a maypole, doing tarot cards, Ouija boards, and I don't know what else. But that's what they're up to. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. I wanted to finish that because it's a little complicated to stop in the middle. That's why we have these festivals. You see, Jesus Christ is 24/7. You understand? So it's not on a certain day. People do that. They wait one day a year to worship God. Worship Jesus on one day a year. That's not what it's about. It's every day. You celebrate his resurrection just by being appreciative of it and praying and doing his good will. Loving all. That's how you celebrate his resurrection. You remember his death because he beat Satan on that day. It's not the particular day that we're concerned about. It's the event that happened. But they like it to be on the day because they use that energy force in physics and alchemy to manifest their demons. That's where the disasters are coming from. Wars. They absorb that life force energy of all that death and hate and all that. That's what it's all about. Let's go. Lord, we thank you for this day today. Thank you, Lord, for this network. We thank you, Father, for our opportunities that we can get together, express ourselves. And Father, we thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on a cross for our sins. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that keeps us all tied together in the Spirit. We thank you, Father, for the King James Bible, your only true Word of God to us. Thank you, Father, for that. We pray for our returning veterans, Lord, that you'll render null and void the effects of those microchips, the psychotropic drugs that's have in their body. And Father, to silence those voices in their head that's been created by technology. And Father, to stop these suicides that, Father, are being orchestrated. To send back the evil back to where it came from. To stop the voices in the head. Father, we call upon you to save the children that are being profiled and identified for abduction and sacrifice for this next couple months. And Father, we know it's going to increase. Father, to be there with the families of those victims that's going to be happening and those that's already happened. Father, we know that it's going to increase between now and April, end of April and of May. Many events are going to happen this year, Lord. We pray for you for comfort, guidance, to strengthen this up. And thank you, Father, for your conviction you give us when we fall away to put us back on track. And Lord, we pray on to you like we did today. Father, we pray on that full armor of God that we protected from those darts of Satan. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, this thing of Bundy, this thing is figured out a long time ago what's going to happen. It's all scripted out. They all play their role, play the part. That's the way it works. They need an instant. They need to set a precedence. They're going after horses some other place. They're going after land here. It's about consolidating. They're focusing on taking out the Bible Belt with a whole lot of water. I explained that today about what's going on. They're focused on that Bible Belt to bring a flood of their own because God destroyed their children in the... Boy, that sounds weird, don't it? In the flood... Daughters of man, sons of God to the daughters of man, that's the fallen angels, took the daughters of man, created a hybrid human being of sort that grew to be 20, 30, 40 foot, men of renown because they have a special gene that humankind don't have. When it got too much, too bad, God sent the flood, told Noah, build a big boat. And it's certainly not that trash they got on the TVs, the movies today. Noah is just a bunch of junk. I got out and left after about 2 hours of it. I said, man, it's enough. It had about another 30 minutes to go, and I said, I'm out of here. I got up, made a show of it. I said, man, this movie stinks. And it did. It was totally worthless, the movie of Noah. I got up and left in the middle of the dirt. Well, in the middle of the sitting down, I said, excuse me, let me out. Thank you, bye. I left. Couldn't handle it no more. Family, the flood technically killed their children. God destroyed their plans for world order before Noah. They had to start all over again. Then there's a song starting all over again. Anyway, so here comes Noah, perfect in his generation, wife, three sons. That's where they got my three sons from. Anyway, and the three daughters-in-law, whatever, and two of a kind of certain species. I mentioned that today in my other broadcast, in part one. Dinosaurs and the Neanderthal and all these other were created, were manipulated by Satan. God didn't create no dinosaur. God's not going to create man and create an animal that, or a dinosaur that can eat him. Please, you got to be kidding me. Satan would, and Satan did. By alchemy, manipulating DNA. That could be done. By using certain resources, crystalline, powders, ritual, manipulation of energy, etc., etc. There's where evolution came from. It was guided by the fallen angels. During the time of Noah, there's no 65 million years and all that nonsense. Adam and Eve was the first human beings. None before, a whole lot after. Then they're all wiped out. Except for Noah. Wife, three sons, three daughters. Cain's bloodline didn't make it. Fallen angels' bloodline and their Nephilim and monsters that they created failed. They died. God got rid of them. Ticked them off. God clipped their wings, put them in the second heaven. Only way for them to come back and forth was by ritual. Alchemy, now you see. Holidays. Child sacrifice. Life force energy. It's physics. The knowledge of good and evil, which we were forbid to know. Now you know why. But it gives man power. So man sought power. So man sought the knowledge of good and evil, and there you have it. But on certain holidays. In the cemeteries, between 2 and 3 in the morning is the only time they can conjure up familiar spirits. Not at 11 or 12, not at 5 and 6, but 2 and 3 in the morning is a time of peak of moon activity, or whatever you want to get into it, that they can do their little animal sacrifice or human sacrifice and conjure up the demons. Family, this is not just TV, this is real. The Pentagon has projects, it's top secret, to deal with dispatching demonic activity. This is where they get the remote viewing, automatic writing, and all that other. It's demonic. It's not of the individual being enhanced. That's the fakery that they're doing for our super soldiers to make it look like they're being enhanced. In reality, it's the demon inside them enhancing the DNA they've acquired. Call it some kind of cohabitation, if you will. It's called possession. They figure they can build a master race because they're planning for the big Super Bowl. You know what the Super Bowl is? Armageddon. The real Armageddon, not the fake one that Hagee and all the rest of them are coming up with. Gog and Magog, they can't make up their mind because they don't even know their scripture. I'm hoping they don't know it, because if they do know it, that means they're lying and being deceiving. The whole lot of them. This is the reality of what's going on today. Everything else, like the Bundys and the missing Malaysia flight and all that, is to keep us all busy and tied up and playing Sherlock Holmes and Watson. And then they're coming up with the Malaysia flight to go link it up together with a fake rapture. You watch. Well, will that really turn the torque the jaws of Christians that think they're born again? And there's a rapture, but it's fake? That's when the New Age will come about. LaHaye is on the Council of National Policy. He wrote the pre-trib rapture idea. Mm-hmm. And he's an enemy, because he is of the Council of Foreign Relations, which is a head member over the Council of National Policy. The Council of National Policy is your right wing, Palin and Missler and James Dobson and all these guys, Oliver North and so forth. Knights of Malta, Columbus, all Republican types. The Democrat types, they're the ones that bring in the Marxism and communism. And the two work together to bring in a new world order. But they're nothing more than mere slaves of the fallen angels. You got it? Council of Foreign Relations. Here's the deal. It's an international conspiracy you're dealing with. The plans, called the protocols, put together by Adam Weishaupt. We talked about this in my other broadcast dozens of times. called the Protocols. It's not Jewish either. That's nonsense. Internationalism, regardless of whether it's communistic or capitalistic, or is diametrically opposed to God's plan of creation. They made it so. That's why you've now got Ohio going to homosexual marriage. They have to have that abomination to gain a foothold. You turn against God, God, this is all connected. This is the most amazing part. And the more homosexual marriages are made legal, every state is going to bring judgment on America. Before it was illegal. Now we're turning away from God. And boy, he's going to hammer us. So it's kind of like a balance. Abortion is made legal. Drugs made legal. Marijuana. It's a drug, man. It's not about cancer. It's to cut down the consciousness to allow possession. That's what marijuana is all about. They're making it appetizing because they made it illegal. They put out news that it fixes, you know, it heals cancer and all that. So if it's illegal, then you're going to say, government, you're being bad because you made it illegal and it's supposed to help us. And, oh, gosh, okay, you know, we'll just make it legal for you. That's how they play the trick, man. Now, saying it in a politically correct manner, sort of, is unlike me. God the Creator, quite obviously, intended that the world should be broken up into many different nationalities. The Tower of Babel, I talked about that today. He changed the languages, separated the people so they could not come together and work against him. He made the people of the various nationalities speak different languages since the Tower of Babel. You see? So he made the people of the various different languages go different locations. So he planned that races and nationalities should enjoy autonomy and should remain separate, except that all members of the human race should be united as brethren under the benevolence of God the Father and not fight each other. Satan calls us to fight each other. So we want peace, except he'll be the one to bring peace. It's called the dialectic. This is the big picture that everybody's falling for. Christ made this intention of God's quite clear when he told his disciples, go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost made it possible then for disciples to carry out the mandate by giving them the power of tongues. That's what it was, not today, but it was then. So they could speak in other languages and they'd understand it. They'd have an interpreter. Today is not the power of tongues. That babbling they do, not the Holy Spirit. Because there's no translators. This was the power of tongues then, because they're different languages. And disciples spoke one language. By the power of the Holy Spirit, they spoke many languages. They didn't have to take lessons either. Huh. No pills for back then. So at the Pentecost, these so-called ignorant fishermen and peasants who had become followers of Christ were suddenly and miraculously transformed into linguists and scholars. Man, you don't have scholars today. All colleges, I get this documented, you understand. I'm not making this up. It's not speculation. All public schools, Charles Francis Potter confirms, 1930, all public schools are schools of humanism. All colleges and universities teach or use the preachment of humanism and Marxism in every college and university inside the United States, including Europe. Roger Kimball, Georgia Ann Geyer, Bertrand Russell, quotes confirm it. So that means they're biased. So a Harvard professor, he ain't no scholar of theology. He's a humanist. He's a Marxist, which means he's biased, which means his books are worthless. When you're biased, you cannot be objective. You side with one side. So these disciples, they set out to preach the fatherhood of God and told of the love Christ had for all people who would serve and worship him, Almighty God the Father. So in unity, if unity of all people under the fatherhood of God is the plan and purpose of the Creator, then it is obviously the plan of Satan to prevent rule on earth of Christ as King. Would it not hold true? And that being pure logic, it's obvious that the devil inspired his agents on this earth to work to establish internationalism as opposed to nationalism. Isn't that amazing? That's how it really works, isn't it? That's why we're going to a global government. I think that's in the Bible, if I'm not mistaken. See, the devil's agents, Illuminati, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation, Fabian Society. Oh, man, there's a laundry list. They got more different societies and councils than Chinese menus got food on it. These agents advocate dictatorships as opposed to constitutional governments. And you know that the Illuminati conceived the long-range plans for ultimate world domination and put them into effect is proved by the number of times it's referred to in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Family, this goes back to the pharaohs of Egypt. And let me tell you, the pharaohs weren't Jews. The diabolical scheme was designed, actually, for the purpose of defeating God's plan, his plan for creation, and setting up the despotism, tyranny of Satan, to take its place. He's going to fail. It's called Armageddon. It's going to fail. It's called the seven trumpets of judgment. They've tried seven, in America, to set up a dictatorship, because we're the last bastion. And they failed 6 times. 7's coming up. Using the dialectic. You know, in order to prove that contention, if you were to take the time, and we have little time in this world, you can see the times of the time, signs of the times coming, that if one was to study the document called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, Z-I-O-N. They named it Zion to put heat on the Jews and take it away from the Vatican. Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit priest. They must be studied carefully, keeping in mind that despite all the arguments regarding the source, they're undoubtedly, indisputably, the scheme, long-range plan, the plot, the conspiracy, the plan, whatever you want to call it, by which a comparatively small group of men, actually, who are immensely wealthy, extremely cunning because they're channeled by fallen angels, and exceedingly influential, use gold, lies, deceits, to subvert and pervert the human race. And they used the promise of wealth, luxury, and carnal pleasures. And they use these to lure humans away from God, and that in order to subjugate them to the will of Satan. I'm telling you exactly what's going on. So I want people to know, at least go on record, for what's really happening. It is supernatural. And God says in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Satan offers people power. He tried to do that to Jesus. He failed. He offers him riches, possessions. This is why Hollywood calls him the Rain Man. He offers him worldly honors. Carnegie, Rhodes Scholarship. Carnegie's Illuminati. How about that? And so's Cecil Rhodes. If you get a Rhodes Scholarship, you're dirty. Because you're working for Satan. Naomi Wolf, Wesley Clark, Billy Bob Clinton, they're Rhodes Scholars. They work for Satan. Or the Zionists. Or the Illuminati in some fashion. They give them intellectual achievement, social prestige, as well as all kinds of sinful pleasures. Satan can give power about anything right now that they could want and make them satisfied to remain under his rule and leave God out of their lives. That's what's really going on. Now, materialism, being used gold, follow the yellow brick road, was used long before the Christian era. And this was used to subvert human beings away from the worship of God. Gold was meant to stay in the ground. They used gold, copper, all kinds of metals, crystalline, for alchemy, witchcraft, changing DNA. You got it? We have the biblical story of the golden calf to prove how successful the lure of gold has been. And we have the fact that even today, millions worship the almighty dollar. Well, eventually it might be the almighty yuan, who knows. And the golden sovereign. That's what the Follow Yellow Brick Road was all about. And also to mock the golden streets of heaven. That's what the Wizard of Oz was all about. Same guy that did the playwright to the Wizard of Oz also did the script through Princeton University, funded by Rockefeller's War of the Worlds broadcast, Orson Welles, a Freemason, as a psychological warfare experiment, whether or not humans or Americans would believe in aliens. That's what that was all about in 1938. Yeah, it was. It's funded through Princeton University by the Rockefellers. How about that? Anyway, now, in addition to cornering the gold of the world, for example, it could be used to bribe and corrupt conspirators who wish to destroy. The director's international conspiracy caused those they plotted to subjugate to first of all break and afterwards ridicule and defy the laws of God. That way allows possession. And to do this, they taught the inversion of the commandments, introduced a wide variety of creeds and denominations of religion, blood oaths of Freemasonry, includes atheistic materialism. And that was expounded by Karl Marx in his Communist Manifesto in 1848. And they did this to enable them to move their conspiracy toward the final goal. Now, hold on to your seats. The protocols were not atheists. They worshipped and worship Mammon, who's a demon of wealth, and Satan. You know who he is. Now, what did I just say? Did I just say Karl Marx in the Communist Manifesto in 1848? You know where Karl Marx got his manifesto from? He plagiarized it by direction of the Jesuits. Karl Marx was a Christian turned Satanist. Karl Marx was convinced that the world government was more powerful. Karl Marx plagiarized. Now that should beg the question, plagiarize what? Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to another Satanist, I mean this literally, FDR. That's a fact. Clinton Roosevelt was ancestral cousin. In 1841, he produced The Science of Government, Founded on Natural Laws, 1841. And that was a document that Karl Marx plagiarized. Look it up. The Science of Government, Founded on Natural Law by Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor or cousin to FDR, almost a century later. The Science of Government, Founded on Natural Law, was passed on to Karl Marx through Manzini and Clinton Roosevelt to plagiarize it, and he produced, as a result of that, the Communist Manifesto in 1848, 7 years later. And somebody may say, wait a minute, did you say Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized? And I would say, yes, I did. And then that would beg the question, plagiarize what? I'm glad you asked. Because Clinton Roosevelt received a document from Manzini, and Manzini is not Jew. He's Italian, Illuminati. Manzini obtained the document called The Protocols of the Learned of the Zion, completed by Adam Weishaupt, May the 1st, 1776. And that was the purpose of the Declaration of Independence, was to put us in bondage. We've been in bondage ever since, under a debt of 70-year bank cycles I explained earlier today. Y'all better wake up to know what you're really dealing with. And if you look it up and try to prove me wrong, you're going to find out that I'm correct. 100%. I got a copy of the document, 1841. The Communist Manifesto, that's easy. And on the back of your dollar bill with that pyramid is Roman numeral 1776. And it ain't about Declaration of Independence. That's about May the 1st, 1776, the completion of the plan and Adam Weishaupt's birthday. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Ooh, what a web we weave. And so the protocols, which are not Jewish, or the scheme by which the Illuminati intend to win ultimate world domination was broken up by Victor Marston into different articles and paragraphs. And it was a matter of convenience for the student and who studied it. The document fell in the hands of Professor Nihlus of Russia in 1901. It's comprised of a series of lectures which a member of the Illuminati or one of their agentors delivered to a selected group of highest degree of Grand Orient Freemasons. And these lectures were delivered at a convention that reported to have been held in 1900 in the headquarters of Grand Orient Masonry on the Rue Cadet, Paris, C-A-D-E-T. And they were delivered at the Clarté Lodge in Paris. And probably delivered at both places. And the substance of these lectures are horrific. Horrible. Professor Nihlus published the documents in 1905. He told friends that of William G. Carr, he'd obtained the original papers from a friend. And the friend claimed the papers were obtained from a woman of easy virtue in Paris, France, in 1900. The woman claimed that she had picked them up off the bedroom floor of a wealthy and influential Jew, who was a high-degree Grand Orient Mason, had spent the night in her apartment. So the details were really immaterial. A friend of William G. Carr, new Professor Nihlus, stated that he would vouch for his honesty, truthfulness, and his integrity. And that same person told William G. Carr that despite his opinion, his investigations forced him to conclude Nihlus was in error in regard to the source, beginning of the documents, and also in his interpretation of the word goyim, which is so often used. In that particular lecture was given between up to 1901, it does mention chapter 15 of the protocols that once the Great White Brotherhood has total control, has not happened yet. But when it does, it was mentioned in this lecture that they were going to execute all Freemasons who know too much. And all others would die as if by some illness. Unquote. And they say, well, it's a forgery. That the protocols are a forgery. A forgery? What's a forgery? The protocols as published are not a forgery because to commit a forgery, the perpetrator must have the original to copy. The documents were translated by Professor Nonis, were drafts of a series of lectures delivered over a period of several days. And this friend of William G. Carr was satisfied that the documents translated by Professor Nonis contained the original plan of the Illuminati. And the directors hoped to achieve ultimate world domination. He says that the plan dates back to the earliest days of the human race. That would be Nimrod. It's the plan of Satan, or those who believe Satan to be the highest, most intelligent, and most brilliant of the angels of supernatural beings who serve Mammon, the god of wealth and riches, as opposed to Jehovah, the benevolent god of justice. And you know, it goes back to the 1890s that the directors of Illuminati, they were concerned, very worried, actually, in the 1890s of historians like Nesta Webster. She was studying the plot of the French Revolution, which took place in 1789. And 1789 was the first year we were put under financial bondage for a 70-year bank cycle. 1859, 1929, 70-year bank cycles. Families all connected inextricably. And the headquarters were in Frankfurt, Germany, under Weishaupt at that time. They directed the World Revolutionary Movement. And you know, the very fact that the papers about this Illuminati agenda was found on the body of a courier of the Illuminati. He was killed by lightning in 1785. And the authorities found it. Then the Illuminati had not installed their program like they have today. This courier was riding through Ratzbon and proves conclusively their connection with this international plot. This is what we're dealing with today. This is why I'm telling you about it. And you know, this is really going to turk somebody's jaws. I'm not overly concerned about that. Those charged with preparing the hoax used the plan that was found on the courier's body, but they changed certain words and phrases to make them read like the new document believed it was a Jewish plot to obtain world domination. In accordance with the policy of political Zionism, as advocated by Herzl in 1897. Well, here's the rub. The reason the Jews were picked as scapegoats was because the directors of the Illuminati met in 1893, and they planned the Spanish-American War. Families confirmed the sinking of the Maine was a false flag. And this gave them the control of the Cuban sugar industry, which General Butler has confirmed was part of what the military is all about anyway. And also the Boer War in 1899. And that gave them control of the African diamond mines and gold fields. And the Russian-Japanese War, that was planned in the 1860s. The War of 1904 was to weaken the Russian government and economy so it would be overthrown by the revolution planned for 1905. That's planned by the Rothschilds in the 1860s. Albert Pike planned two Russian revolutions and three world wars. History is pre-planned, and then they write about it. So by having the Jews blamed as the authors and perpetrators of this international conspiracy, the Illuminati, then felt certain there would be such a wave of anti-Semitism that was created in Russia and France that they, the directors of the Illuminati, could proceed with the rest of their plans for revolution and their wars without being suspected. It's worked perfectly. That's why they began, they got after, I found in some microfiche articles in 1885 where they had started targeting the Jews. That's the whole purpose all along. And another subpart of it is they wanted to find the 144,000 bloodline so they couldn't be born and to kill them. That's what Hitler's plan was. Hitler, second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, thereabouts. Stalin and Churchill. They're all cousins. Murderers, every one of them, of Illuminati, Merovingian bloodline. So in 1900, the Illuminati arranged the original plan they found in Retzbon in 1785 to be altered to serve their purpose. And they actually decided that these altered plans, by the way, would be placed in the hands of an outstanding Russian whose character and reputation was beyond reproach. And that was Professor Nanas. But he's unsuspecting. He checked and believed the documents placed in his hands were genuine, and actual fact they really were, by publishing them as what's called the Jewish Peril. He played right into the hands of the Illuminati conspirators. And so, as planned, the Rothschilds funded Russia, funded Japan, to go to war against each other. And then, at the last minute, the family that supported Russia pulled back their funding. And you can't fight a war without Band-Aids, bullets, and fuel. So Russia lost. In comes Lenin. Now, to get Japan to that position, in 1860, guess what? They had to eliminate the samurai warrior feudal system. Remember the last samurai? And that's true. Except the real one wasn't American, he was over French. That's a true story. So to put Japan as contender for their pit bull dog, they got rid of the samurai warrior, industrialized Japan with the target of Russia, as promised by the Rothschilds, because the Tsar of Russia torpedoed their plans of world domination. It's Congress of Vienna. Boy, that ticked them off. So they figured the second or third generation would kill and entirely wipe out the Romanov family. And in fact, they did. 1917. That's why that was played. The Tsar of Russia sent warships, Russian warships, yeah, man, to San Francisco Harbor, New York, and Savannah, Georgia, to torpedo the Rothschilds' plan. Lincoln and the Tsar of Russia were working together, man. And then Lincoln finally came out of his stupor because he was Illuminati. He wasn't a Freemason. And he said, you know, I'm not going to do this. So he started to back our dollars by greenbacks and so forth. He's going to bring peace, and they had to kill him. Same thing for McKinley and JFK. So the allegations that the documents were stolen by a prostitute from an international Jew who was a high-degree Grand Orient Mason caused anti-Semitism to break out against in France in 1905. And that wave of anti-Semitism, as they're trying to get done today, of lard, was created by the same Illuminati, had died down by 1905. You had, it was anti-Semitism, which caused the Jewish colonel, Alfred Dreyfus, to be unjustly charged with treason in 1894. He was sentenced to life in prison on Devil's Island for crimes he'd never committed. He was completely exonerated in 1906. It illustrates how clearly the conspirators were anti-movements and emotionalism to serve their devilish type purposes. You have Names of men in various countries are alleged to be members of Council of 33. Council's executive committee of the Grand Orient Lodges of Freemasonry. And from 33 men are chosen 13 members for the Supreme Council Illuminati or Council of 13. The chairman of the Supreme Council is literally God to all the members of Grand Orient Masons. This Council of 33 are bloodline to the fallen angels and mankind. Now you got it? And so the Council of 33 is comprised of capitalists, industrialists, and scientists of many countries. Canadians, all kinds. Americans. All of our presidents, every one of them, have been traitors to this country. Every one of them. They all lose because Jesus Christ is coming back. And there's nothing they can do about it. And 144,000 will come out of the real bloodline Jews, the real Jews. And two witnesses will come out. And people keep saying, who are the two witnesses in the mid-tribulation? Who cares? That's God's business. Just know they're coming. And Illuminati, man, get ready, because they're going to make your life miserable. You see. In England, working together, the Rothschilds and all their associates and affiliates. United States, the Rockefellers and Schiffs, Skiffs or whatever, and all their associates and affiliates. And were headed then by Bernard Baruch. In Japan, the Mitsu, M-I-T-S-U-I-S, working with Churchill and FDR planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s. To galvanize Americans to fight to bring in World War II, planned by Albert Pike before 1871. All three world wars were planned then. Germany is the Warburgs, all their associates and their affiliates. In Russia, the Ginsburgs, all their associates and affiliates. In France, it was the Rothschilds, and Rothschilds are German. Changed their name to Rothschild from Bauer, B-A-U-E-R. You know, during initiation ceremonies, back in those days, the reference to God was the grand architect of the universe. It's omitted in certain ceremonies because the Grand Orient Masons swear allegiance to the head of the Council of 33. They swear to acknowledge that no mortal is above him. When you go back to Adam Weishaupt and protocols, by the way, I give you more testimony. By the way, the Comte de Varou attended that in July 1782, and he has in his diary, so I'm not making this up, he wrote in his diary, the Comte de Varou, V-I-R-I-E-U, who attended the first introduction of the protocols by Adam Weishaupt to mankind was in December 20th, July 1782. Excuse me. In July 1782 was when Continental Masonry and Illuminati was formally wedded. And this was after lengthy negotiations between Weishaupt and members of Freemasonry. So the agreement was reached December 20th, 1781, to combine the two orders as formally wedded in July 1782. Now, we'll never know what really happened at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, but I can tell you this. There were some honorable men that was pulled into this thing. And the comp De Daru, C-O-M-T-E, little d, little e, V-I-R-I-U, said in his biography, quote, tragic secrets, I will not confide them to you. I can only tell you that all this is very much more serious than you think. The conspiracy which is being woven is so well thought out that it will be impossible for the monarchy and the church to escape it, unquote. And then his biographer, M. Costa de Beauregard, said, and I quote, "The Comte de Varoux could only speak of Freemasonry with horror." And so then, listen carefully now, in 1782, headquarters of Illuminized Freemasonry was moved to Frankfurt. 1783 was the Paris Peace Treaty. 1789 was when we were put under financial bondage. And Frankfurt was a stronghold of German finance and controlled by the Rothschilds, who were German. And for the first time, converted over to Jewish, for the first time, Jews were then admitted into the order, but only then. Because before, Jews had only been admitted to a division of the order called the Small and Constant Sanhedrin of Europe. Well, they brought the Jews in. But let us not forget the Italians and Germans and Irish and Scottish and Austrians and whatever else is around. Because they're all Luciferian. Nesta Webster did not exaggerate when she said to the Illuminati, quote, "It is by this terrible and formidable sect that the gigantic plan of world revolution was worked out under the leadership of the man whom Louis Blanc," he was a radical socialist that helped lead the 1848 French Revolution, "has truly described as the profoundest conspirator that has ever existed." That's what you're dealing with today. And though some of the rewards they receive for serving the Illuminati, funds and influences to obtain leadership in politics and commerce or industry, rapid promotions in the government services, the civil service, diplomatic service, rank, generals, the armed forces, now you see what pulls them in. Publicity, prestige, honors in the social sciences, wealth, social security in the luxury classes. You know, it's frankly admitted that many outstanding citizens who've been made into the agentur by the directors of Illuminati are blissfully ignorant that they're serving the cause of Satan. And they've just simply been sold on the idea of a one-world super-government that's hell-bent on peace. I like those words, hell-bent on peace. Contrary to terms, is it not? They've not really dwelled into the behind-the-scenes promotion of such an idea because they have degrees of secrecy. So they're being used. Better wake up. They worship no other god other than Mammon. They accept Satan as a connecting link between them and their god, Mammon. You know, they changed the word Mammon in the Bible to money to get rid of that name of a real demon. Isn't that tricky? King James Bible's got Mammon in it, like it's supposed to. King James Bible's a perfect word of God. Nobody can prove otherwise. They can reason it out, but that's called denial. Well, they give loyalty to no nation or government. They have one goal. They intend to obtain absolute control of the wealth, natural resources, hence land grabbing. Connect dots. Connect them. Fabian society. Murder the indigenous population to take their land by using insiders. Called the fifth column strategy. They put their people in place to soften things up. When they come into the attack, like a land grab, then their people pretend to be against them, and yet they're working for them. That's what the Jesuit oath is all about. They intend to obtain absolute control of the wealth, natural resources, manpower of the entire world, and they're about there. It's also in the Bible. In order to reach, they divide people of different racial groups, nationalities, and religions against each other. It's called a dialectic. They make them fight and weaken each other, and they subsequently be easy to subjugate. Order out of chaos. And then, when the time arrives for the Illuminati to come out in the open, the conspirators will enforce their satanic form of despotism upon the people of the entire world. And it will be shown down the road. That even those, even like W.L. Mackenzie King, many others, knowingly or unknowingly, play in the hands of the international conspirators. When they wake up and say, this ain't right, they kill them. It's called an assassination. That's what's going on today. Right now. This is not just something past and some historical reiteration I'm giving you. This is, we're almost to the end of it. Or should I say to their end? You know, something I want to mention, that the proof that the plot was inspired by supernatural agencies is to be found in the fact that it's flawless, has had a continuity of action which nothing natural or human could have had before. The documents are undoubtedly the conspiracy by which Satan plans to bring about his kingdom on this earth, as allowed by God, because we turn away from God. As a country, when you have laws changing against God, now you got judgment coming down. When the laws reflect the Bible, biblical principles, then that gives the citizens the opportunity to go along with the laws and go along with the direction that the country's headed. But when the country changes the laws, you see, when it changes the laws, you got a problem. And God will bring judgment on that country. I think Israel found out about that back in 70 AD. It didn't go so well, did it? And Jesus warned them about it. Not one stone would be left standing. And that's exactly what they did. Took it down stone by stone to get the gold out of the middle. So if it succeeds Christians and Jews, black men and white, Aryans and Semites, communists and Nazis, socialists and capitalists, will all have to fall down on their knees and adore the satanic majesty. That's in the Bible. Then you'll have peace and security from the cradle to the grave, but you're not going to enjoy it. It's called depopulation. They've already started. They've been doing this for, oh gosh, how long? Centuries already. What vaccines are all about, chemtrails, GMO foods, everything. And you know, when you study this document, what you find out, when you read it plan word for word, phrase by phrase, which I've read it, it's the fact that the directors of the night of the plan, they admit that they'll use anti-Semitism to serve their purposes. They always create movements. The Vatican created Islam as a religion. The Vatican created using a Jesuit by the name of Martin Luther to create Protestantism, to justify the murder of Christians, and to caused the Christians to move, thanks to old Avatar Columbus, to the North American continent in 1490s, to 1500s. That was what that was for, to get them to move. I think being murdered is a good reason to move, wouldn't you? And then you need a reason to do it. So what's the carrot? Protestantism. That was a dialectic created by Martin Luther, a Jesuit. Well, you can worship your own religion. They created Islam, so they created Protestantism. And then to counter it, they created Loyola and the Borgia. The Borgia is a family that funded the Jesuits to start the slaughter and call it the Reformation Hell, they're killing them anyway. So that gave it a name to it, the Reformation. In France, is that Bartholomew Massacre? The Vatican murdered, man. The Vatican murdered 70 to 100,000 French Huguenots in 1 week to put down. That gave them an excuse. Family, it follows a principle. It follows a principle. What principle, you say? Oh. We got 30 minutes left. I just happened to look. The principle, some of y'all that's been listening to my broadcast for a long time, well, there it is. You've heard this. You've probably got it memorized. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent. Unquote. That's Lenin said that. And Lenin was nothing but a student. Family, you say, well, wait a minute. We got this land grab in Nevada. We got, family, this is what it's all about. This thing, land grab in Nevada, is a play out, man. It's all scripted out. They all got it planned out. They're probably all friends there pretending they're against each other. I watched it. Look here. In the Department of Energy, Department of State, I was an analyst. And I set up what's called limited scope performance testing, and where you have actual situations presented. You grade them on how the security officers responded and so forth. So you had to have people with scripted lines to pretend like they're bad guys. You'd actually act it out like in a movie, you know. And then the security officer in advanced training would respond, and you'd grade them how he responded. A suicidal employee, a fireman to his, or a robbery, whatever it is, in real world. So you would, it's played out, right down to the handcuffing. So you would have actors, you understand? Well, watching this YouTube presentation of real conflict between the people there in Nevada and the border land, you know, BLM, it was the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. They couldn't even serve as actors in our program. It's ridiculous. It's all acting. Now, are they going to come around and kill some people? Yeah, I believe so. Because on May the 1st, they got our vets. This Colonel Riley or whatever. They got our vets marching, March the 1st. So when them, with the BLM pulling back, it's going to give a false sense of security. That we got them on the run. Well, you don't. That sheriff that said, you back down, I'm in control. What a laugh. He's a member of the SL something another law center. That's Illuminati. Man, they're playing you for a fool out there. May the 1st is when the march is going to be in D.C. of veterans. Do you know that there's 22 to 26 suicides committed every day of our veterans? A daily? 8,000 per year? The government collects death insurance, and the government collects the money they've been put away since they were born that they don't know about. The trust, based on their birth certificate, $1 million. Every American citizen, it goes into Switzerland bank account. Whenever one dies, they don't collect that money. Oh, it's a long story. The government gets it, goes into their account. They also get life insurance policy on your troops, family. They're behind these suicides. On my website, watchmanforjesus.com, I've done a study on that suicide conspiracy. Go read it and you decide. I don't like this. I'm a former U.S. Marine, and I ain't afraid of these summer guns. I almost said something else. Can they take you out? Of course they can. I don't give a hoot. The truth has got to be told. This Christian identity group, all these isms, ists, Nazism, fascism, communism, Darwinism, literally all these are listed as organizations they formed. KKK, Black Panthers, they all work for the same group. Some of them don't even know that. Y'all getting the point? And we're all being called to fight each other. Now, when you go to Nevada, what do you got on one side over there dressed in civilian clothes? You got white folk. Who you got on the other side dressed in uniform? You got white folk. So you got white folk fighting white folk. Don't somebody see some insanity going on here? You're being played for fools. You got the veterans that's marching against the government. See, General Boykin and Rick Joyner are Knights of Malta. And they work for the Illuminati, pretending to be patriots, and they're not at all. Buchanan is a Luciferian. Carter, Clinton are all Luciferians. Now you sort of getting the idea here what's really going on. This is heavy, what I'm telling you. When they say that when they have total control, they're going to eliminate the secret societies. If you read William G. Carr's Pawns in the Game, Lenin liquidated all the members of the Communist International after they had served the purpose of the capitalist conspirators. It already happened. And you got to remember that the majority of the people who were liquidated after Lenin consolidated the dictatorship for the capitalist masters were Jews. The Jews who were allowed to live were undoubtedly Agent Tour of the Illuminati as well. Others were taken out. Masons, you're serving the international cause, and you don't know it. You see? In Article 11, Paragraph 7 of the Protocols, says, I quote, "It is this which has served as a basis for our organization of secret masonry, which is not known to, and aims which are not even so much as suspected by these goy cattle," that be us, another Masons, "attracted to us into the show army of Masonic lodges in order to throw dust in the eyes of their fellows," unquote. And Article 15, Paragraph 1, listen very carefully. It says, and I will quote, "When we at last definitely come into our kingdom by the aids of coup d'etat prepared everywhere for one and the same day, after," now here you go, "the worthlessness of all existing forms of government has been definitely acknowledged, we shall make it our task to see that against us such things as plots shall no longer exist. With this purpose, we shall slay without mercy all who take arms to oppose our coming into our kingdom. Every kind of new institution of anything like a secret society will also be punished by death. Those of them which are now in existence are known to us, serve us, have served us, we shall disband and send into exile to continents far removed from Europe." It's 1870s, family. And they did it too. "In this way, we shall proceed with those goy Masons who know too much. Such of these as we may, for some reason, spare will be kept in constant exile. We shall promulgate a law making all former members of secret societies liable to exile from Europe as the center of our rule," unquote. That's a quote. And there's three other paragraphs that details how they're going to use Gentile Masons, like they've used the lesser Jews. And then in Article 15, Paragraph 9, says in conclusion, "Death is the inevitable end for all. It is better to bring that end nearer to those who hinder our affairs than to ourselves. To the founders of this affair, we execute Masons in such wise that none save the Brotherhood can ever have a suspicion of it, not even the victims themselves, of our death sentence. They all die when required, as if from some normal kind of illness. Knowing this, even the Brotherhood, in its turn, dare not protest. By such methods, we've plucked out the midst of masonry, the very root of protest against our disposition. Continuing, while preaching liberalism to the goyim, we will at the same time keep our own people and our agents in a state of unquestioning submission. These are facts I'm giving you. You can take them or you can leave them. Or you can do headstands or whatever you want to do. But it's not going to change the truth. And people out there that don't know about this better wake up and seek the name of Jesus. Because it's coming round and it's coming around close. You can see it all happening. Because they have now revealed, using the Alex Joneses and all these other guys, Quails and Dizdars and all these, to reveal, Venturas, to reveal the worthlessness of all nations. In their case, America. When they've revealed the worthlessness of the government, like Jeremy Boykin, that's what Obama's role is. To play the role of the Muslim. To put Muslims in charge so Boykin will have something to point toward. Even Rick Joyner calls for a revolution, a military takeover, openly on TV. I got a recording of it. He's a Knights of Malta. He's part of the other side, pretending to be on the side of otherwise. Yeah, you've been infiltrated there, veterans. Sorely infiltrated. I tell you. Well, that's the short of it. You see. And the part of it is, every step they take just digs their hole deeper. How long would God allow this? Well, that's his business. It's not ours. Our business is to spread the gospel, the true word of God, to the King James Bible. The real issue is not land grab in Nevada, chemtrails, World War III. No, that's not the real issue. Real issue, really, scientifically, politically, religiously, whatever you want to call it, is whether Christ or Satan will ultimately reign as king upon this earth. Goes back to the days of Noah and before. The supreme directors of the satanic conspiracy are a small group of men who believe in the supernatural, but who deliberately organize this atheistic materialism, and they do it to lure human beings away from Almighty God. And boy, it's working great. Christians say the Bible's not literal. People believe in aliens. There are no aliens out there. What about original sin, Billy Graham? He believes in aliens. Well, you can have aliens, you can't have original sin. Not compatible in the Bible. The devil, their master, wins every soul who's denied the existence of God and refused to love, serve, and obey him. That's what it's all about. That's what the microchip, the digital tattoo on the body that's yet to come, it integrates into your soul. I've got the technology, I trace the technology back to 1973. They're going to a digital tattoo on your skin. The fundamental principle of the Satanic Illuminati is to divide different races, religions, political groups, social classes, nationalities, and make them fight each other so they become weak in manpower, ruined economically, and this plot leads them towards internationalism. Wake up, man. Wake up. In the 20th century, there have been five schools of thought trying to influence the course of world events. It's very simple. Christianity, been totally infiltrated, teaches that Jesus Christ, though, is the Son of God. That's true. And that he will return someday on earth to his majesty and glory, restore the law and order of Almighty God. That's true. but they've got 323 or so corrupted Bibles. The King James stands alone. They've got different sects, S-E-C-T-S, of Christianity. You can't keep up with it. One pops up every day. I'm waiting for Elmer Fudd to come up with one. What are you? Well, I'm a Elmer Fuddite. I believe in Fuddites. I thought you were a Calvinist. I would, but I switched over to Fudditism. Oh, God, Cletus. Or Lutheran, or Baptist. They got different ways of theology. Goodness gracious alive. International Communism teaches atheistic materialism. Claims that everything starts with matter and energy and returns to matter. Leaders work to bring about international atheistic dictatorship. That's what rules the world today. The Illuminati, who use all other methods to reach their goals to establish despotism of Satan upon this earth. And political Zionism, aimed at control by the Jews. They're in there, but they're fake Jews, tribe of Dan, Ashkenazi, Khazars, Queen Elizabeth II, yeah, Merovingian bloodline, the Saudi royal family. Man, they're all fake Jews. International Nazism taught that the deity of man and that the state of all supreme. Leaders sought to impose their ideas for militarist dictatorship upon the people. FDR, Hitler, Churchill were all working to bring Hitler into America in the six phases. Family, they lose. Now I've got 10 minutes to go. And I've kind of scratched it. I wanted to all get the basics of this Hegelian dialectic. The reality of what's really going on today. Nevada's a pull y'all away. Nobody's going to, I mean, a few people's going to get this. Majority of the population will get caught up in the rah, rah, rah stuff. And they're going to miss the whole boat. They're looking at dividing the United States with a lot of darn water. Taking out the East Coast, taking out the West Coast. China, Mexico, United Nations, and Canada will divide the United States into four regions. Total 10 regions divided up, 5 states each. Family, the more we turn away from God, well, unfortunately, the quicker that judgment is going to come upon us. Martin Luther King warned us a long time ago. This was coming. So the harder they work at it, quicker is their destruction. Seek Jesus Christ is one of the last things I want to say. Because that is the only, he is the only one. You can't trust Rand Paul. You got to be kidding me. And Ron Paul, these are Rosicrucians. Jared Boykin, he works for the Illuminati. We're in a whole heap of trouble if you're going to trust these guys. They're called controlled opposition. Pretend patriots is what they are. All the ones at the highest level. The secret societies, I've just explained to you with evidence. You look up yourselves. Read it yourselves. But really, the reading you should be doing now is the King James Bible. Irrefutably, not one so-called theologian can prove otherwise, because if they had, they would have already. And they have not. Because the King James Bible is a solemn word of God. It goes back to King James. King James just authorized it. All he did. Translators translated and transcribed. That means they had the original. That goes back to Antioch. Copies of scrolls put together called the Textus Receptus. Hidden from mankind throughout the Dark Ages at the Alps. Take it back. John Patmos, the last time God spoke to mankind with prophecy that was to be canonized. Before that, prophets, disciples. Before that, the old prophets and the Ezekiel and all these. That's God's Spirit inspired them. And all that's contained in the King James Bible. Before that, Moses received direction from God. It's called the Ten Commandments. And instructions called the five books of the Bible, the real five books, not the whole Torah, But the first five books, yes, are the Torah. Yes, that's God's word. God to Moses was the Torah. Now, the remaining parts of the Torah is not God-inspired. But the first five books of the Old Testament, Masoretic texts, that is. That's all. So that's still God's word, the Old Testament, the King James Bible. Uh-huh. So take it back further. It's God's word. God's the creator. His words in the King James Bible. It's been translated, transcribed perfectly into English. That means that the King James Bible is literally the oldest book on the face of this planet. And the only one that you can trust with the true word of God in it. And can be proven that these people are afraid of it. Because it brings judgment and conviction for the sins we as human beings have committed. But tells us of what is going to happen without a doubt. There's no stopping the tribulations of 7 years. Well, actually, the tribulations, great tribulations, God's tribulations, begins in the mid-tribulation, the first trumpet. Hadn't happened yet. Man, the first seal hadn't even been broken yet. When it does, you'll know it. You won't need two-inch hailstones in Texas to prove it. Or dead fish, dead birds, dead cows in Wisconsin and wherever else. Or some red river in Pakistan. Or 954-pound hailstone in Croatia. You got to be kidding me. You won't have to hear about it on TV. You'll know it in your front doorstep. Family, seek Jesus Christ. Repent of sins. Seek Him. Forgo everything else. And bring your family in with the fold of Jesus. All this other is to keep you all busy. And boy, it's working perfectly. The witchcraft, Harry Potter's books, a whole shoot match is to keep us all divided and misdirected away from the true word of God. Well, we're coming close to the end. It's this timing thing here. When I got to go. And so let y'all know, 4 to 6 tomorrow is my I'll have my broadcast, Bible study, 7:30 at night to 9. This has been brought to you by Revelation Radio Network. And my website is watchforjesus.com. And I appreciate y'all coming by. I see that the chat has been real quiet, or at least it hadn't moved. But that's okay, too. No questions or anything. It's all right. And I appreciate y'all dropping by. Now, I'm going to keep talking until I know I got to go. And within a couple minutes, I suppose. Y'all invited to visit my website. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And have a lot of articles, points, comments. Facebook stuff appears there. 4 minutes we got. Okay. Family, that Hegelian dialectic, you know, it covers a 250-year period of 8 steps. It always does. Tyler talks about, Alexander Tyler. Self-destructive cycle of democratic behavior, but it's orchestrated. Bondage, spiritual faith, great courage, then they get liberty, abundance of whatever they didn't have before. They become complacent. Then they become complacent, they become apathetic. Then they have programs to make them dependent, and you're back into bondage. That's a 250-year cycle that they control. History repeats itself because it's planned that way. That's the point. Denial is not going to fix things, but Jesus Christ will. Get out of these organizations, these movements. Get out of them. Trust only Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only one you can trust. He's the only one that's going to get you through this. And dying. So what? If you die, absent for the body, present with the Lord. What's the problem? The problem is you're not born again, though there is a problem. And doing good deeds don't get it, Freemasons. You got to renounce that blood oath because you've cursed your generational family, 4 generations. You've cursed your family. for four generations by taking the blood oath of Freemasonry. You got to get out of there. And don't worry about losing your favorite parking place. It's better losing your favorite parking place and golf partner than it is to lose your life in eternity. You take Jesus Christ as Savior. Get out of this mess. Don't become a part of it. Because family is controlled by Illuminati. It's controlled by Satan. It's controlled by the fallen angels for now. But I'm going to tell you something. When Jesus Christ comes back, when this first trumpet sounds, and this is after Satan's wrath the first 3.5 years, but judgment will fall upon this world. And every human being will be judged, rewarded. Judgment seat of Christ, rewards. Great white throne, punishment. And both of them are eternal. God don't have clocks or wristwatches in heaven. And there's no computers. Mid-tribulation, you will not have any more technology. It'll be all God. And then after, there'll be no technology in the millennium. It'll be worship of God and caring about each other and working for each other for 1,000 years. End of the 1,000 years, somebody tell Hagee, okay? At the end of the 1,000 years, that's Gog and Magog. And Satan will be released for a short season to once more tempt the nations, because the nations of the 1,000 years have never been tempted or had to make the decision. That's the Gog and Magog, the real one. Family, we have disclosure coming, the fallen angels to appear as aliens, which will be a big lie. Ascended Masters is a big lie. Sananda, Manuel, El Moria, Saint Germain, all these are fallen angels, liars, just as Swedenborg said. And they're bound for hell. There's no redemption for the fallen angels. So get away from them. It's like tying an anvil on your ankle and throwing it in the water. You're going down with them if you stick with them. Cut the anvil off and take Jesus as Savior. Otherwise, you're going down with them. And good deeds won't get you out of it. Good deeds aren't a floater. And your rubber ducky won't hold it. But Jesus Christ will. He'll pull you out of there like Peter. If Peter hadn't lost his faith, he could have walked on the water with Jesus. But Peter lost his faith. He started sinking. He said, Lord, help me, help me. Well, you live in faith. It's not God within us. It's God through the Holy Spirit that lifts us. You know, we're not little gods running around like Joyce Myers and Copeland and all these others, Brazier, T.D. Jakes, Dollar, Myers, Copeland, Hagen, Hagee, all of them. We're not little gods in the making. We're servants and children of the Most High through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's who we are. But you have to accept Him and repent of sins. They're not preaching that in the pulpit today. God's going to clean out those churches. Judgment will come to the church. And those preachers will get right with God soon. Family, I've got to go. I'll see y'all tomorrow that wants to show up at my broadcast 4 to 6. Tomorrow night till Friday, Bible study 7:30 to 9. It's been a pleasure for this 9 to 11. So you draw down the archives and there you go. And I appreciate y'all visiting today. It's been a pleasure. I learn something every time I talk. You think I know it? I don't know it all, man. No stretch of the imagination, no way. But what I do know, I've researched, like anybody else has. That's no different.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!